we have been given an Environment and Sustainability Award for the wellbeing allotment that we've created from Wasteland in a corner of our school grounds. We had a new building a couple of years ago, and there was a patch of tarmac left that was just going to waste. So I was challenged to turn that into an area where the children and the staff could go and relax and enjoy and being out in nature. And phase one of that project was to make an allotment so that we could grow our own food and the children could grow their own food and eat their own food. So
how challenging was it? Because as you say, it was literally just a bit of barren land, wasn't it? You had to literally start from scratch.
We had absolutely nothing. I'm no gardening experience at all, so that was the first challenge. I was leading children who were expecting me to be the expert. I wasn't an expert. I know a lot more now. We had a small budget, but it really wasn't going to do very much, and I soon realised that I needed to spend all of it on soil because we couldn't dig down. So we had to buy in all the topsoil and compost. We have a lot of visiting cats and a fox who come in every single night and dig holes and use it as a bathroom. And in the end, the fox made a bed in one of our wheat field, so that ruined that crop. We had dreadful weather. We had really bad storms in the early part of the year, and then we had obviously the heat wave and a hosepipe ban during the summer, so we were fighting with that. We also had a lot of staff sickness during the winter months, as so many schools have had with COVID, and just wasn't the time to get out into the garden. And you need to go out every day and weed and plant and water, and we just weren't able to do that for huge chunks of time. So lots of challenges, but so rewarding when we get the children out there.
Yeah, we've seen today some pictures of it. It looks absolutely wonderful. What has it done for the children, do you think?
So much. They love being outside, being outside. And some children who struggle academically suddenly find their strength. I've had children who've helped me to build raised beds. You know, they've been using hammers and nails and lining the beds and filling the beds and even just pushing a wheelbarrow. They're being able to show strengths that maybe they don't see in the classroom. They absolutely love being able to take food home at the end of the day, of course. It's a chance for them to work as an equal with adults. As I say, I'm a beginner gardener too, so we were looking up what we had to do each month and then trying to find the time to do it. They want to stay after school. Got children who stay. I don't want to go home. Can I just stay for 10 minutes and come in the garden? Which is lovely that they want to be here and learning.
Obviously, they're learning an awful lot of different skills. What do you think it does for them mentally as well? Because I know that I love to sometimes just escape into my garden and you've got nothing else to think about because you've just got to focus on what you're doing.
It's been lovely to actually see some of them relax and calm down, and the staff as well. Some staff come out at the end of the day and just come and help with the watering just so they can be in the space. I think I want to do more. I want a fire pit. I want a nature area. I want so many more things in that garden so that I can get more children in there and using that space more regularly, because you can just see they need it. They need it, especially in the area where the school is. It's very built up. Most of the children don't have gardens. Some of them have balconies, but that's it.
And I guess what you just said it there, you've proved that you can turn any little space into something that will benefit nature and benefit the children as well. What would you say to other schools who perhaps thinking they want to do what you've done, but they haven't taken that step yet?
Do you know what? All you need is a few pallets and a couple of £100. That's all you need. Maybe you don't even need that if you've got access to soil. Do it. Just start small with a few planters in each classroom, maybe. Start with one crop. We started 2 years ago with potatoes that we grew in two disused tyres. That's all we needed, a bag, two tyres, and we grew a potato crop, and it was fantastic. So yeah, go for it.
And what do you make of the Green School Awards? We've heard a lot of things today that other schools are doing. Are you going away inspired?
It is really exciting. I've actually got a whole load of ideas for recycling in the school right now. And I'm going to go back to school and think, can I get some time to put those in place as well? There's so many amazing projects been happening all around Kent.
And do you think schools generally are doing enough? I mean, it certainly sounds like it from the projects we've heard today, that everyone's doing their bit to try and make their local community more environmentally friendly.
I hope that not just the schools here are doing their bit. We're all so busy and so stressed, and we're trying to to achieve so much with children who have missed out on so much during the pandemic. So, but I think this has to be a priority, and a lot of the children get that. So it's up to the staff to support them in those, in the ideas that the children come up with.